시부기조심해도자리라이시니내게와이니산예시누미
祈祷祈祷随时祷
那谢谢您
祈祷祈祷随地祈祷祈祷随地等到今天谈一句用的给我的
OK So there is this concept of generality and instance an illustration of a generality would be object of knowledge. Object of knowledge is a generality. Yeah.
Tere, ko, karsana, ko, ta, chi, labwa, yun, zia, karsana, ko, rang dang rik dang mang bu chi la chap jesu do tu bi yare kurang rik dang mang bu chi la chap tu bi yare jesu do dang.
So why is it called a generality? Because it pervades many types of phenomenon.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's a generality because it pervades pervades different types of phenomena. Yeah, horse, for example, is an instance of object of knowledge. Yeah, horse is an instance, for example, of object of knowledge. So horse is pervaded by object of knowledge. So object of knowledge pervades horse.
Tati chita tire ta ko chita chita res pena tati shi shi chita res ta kande shi ta ko res ko chita ime ko shi shi imba tsam ji ko chita sige mo ta ko chita imba de kande shi ta ko res na tati chi ju sum chang wa shi pena ta ta ko chi shi shang wa na chi ju sum chang wa ko chita ime ta ya na chi ju sum chang ta wa.
So okay, so a horse, for example, is an instance of object of knowledge, yeah, right. So what makes something an instance of a particular generality? Yeah. So in this case, a horse is an instance of object of knowledge. But a horse is an instance of object of knowledge, not because of it being an existent only, not because of that reason. There are three features the three features or three criteria that determines or something being an instance of a generality. And I can't remember all of it.
我读书呢，这些都讲了，但证明讲了，本来搭档学校的这帮人呢。
So horse is an instance of object of knowledge. So how do we determine that? Yeah. So first, horse has to be. In order for horse to be an instance of object of knowledge, horse has to be an object of knowledge. Yeah? Okay, that's the first thing you look out for. Yeah. So, and in order for horse to be an instance of object of knowledge, horse has to be related to object of knowledge in the sense of being one nature, one entity. Thirdly, you must be able to posit something which is not a horse, but is an object of knowledge. So basically, there must be something that is not, that is non-horse, but which is an object of knowledge. If these three characteristics are present, then horse and then can be an instance of object of knowledge. So for the time being, you just keep this in mind. Try to understand the concept of generality and an instance using based on this example, yeah, of a horse being an instance of object of knowledge, and there are these three features that has to be present. Yeah, but as to the, you know, explaining the relationship between the two. Yeah, so basically there are two kinds of relationship, right? You know, it's either they are causally related, or they are related these two are related as being one and having the same nature, one nature, one entity. So these are the two kinds of relationships. Yeah. So if there's interest, we will talk about these two relationships in the future. Maybe not now, otherwise it will just complicate things. Yeah. So I think there's some confusion as between generality and meaning generality. I mean, they're not the same, right? But if somebody was to ask you, let's say, is horse a generality, what would you say? Is horse a generality? Just now we saw how a horse is an instance, yeah? So yet, how horse is an instance, isn't it? It's an instance of object of knowledge, for example. Then how is horse a generality as well? It's confirmed, yeah? Horse is an instance of object of knowledge, and it's clear. Now the question now is, horse a generality? Hema, baima.
Yes, no?
Hema, baima. What's the reason? Anyway, what's the answer? Yes, is it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
that's so if horse is a generality, what would be an instance of horse? Huh? Or PAP horse? Yeah, so if you ask whether horse is a generality or not, it is, yeah. It is a generality because, if it is a generality, then you have to posit an instance of a horse, isn't it? So you can say white horse, you know, like the ones you find in the army. those of you who go to NS will know what I'm talking about. So I guess because I think someone asked some people was wondering about, you know, generalities and instances. Yeah, so this is maybe something to think about, yeah.
Oh, 도심 딱가던 쉐티레 페나 제바 세티 딱가르스나 간제시 제그르스나 바 다다양 다시들 된시 제고야 가던 슈바나 신레 로바타 티시 다 신고에 티 제바 세디 다 모숨도 메타와 간제시 제그르스나 다라테네 제고시
Okay, we were talking about inferential cognizer, right? Right? So, how is an inferential cognizer generated? How is it produced? Yeah. So it is produced, inferential cognizer, inferential cognizer is produced in dependence upon a correct sign. If an inferential cognizer is generated in dependence upon a correct sign, then what is a correct sign? So if a correct sign is that which is the three modes, if the three modes are present, you have a correct sign. I mean, we use the word sign. You could say reason, yeah. You could say, yeah. So sign, okay, we stick with sign, correct sign. What is the correct sign? That which is the three modes. Yeah. So, if the three modes are present, then you have a correct sign, isn't it? A bit soft, no? I don't know. Anyway, I find it a bit soft. So, when we state a syllogism, yeah. Not sure whether you can call it a proof statement, but anyway, when you state a syllogism, there are three elements here. There is a subject, there is the predicate to be proven, and you have the sign. So these are the three elements here.
Okay. Anyway, this week we'll reach our last class, so just that. Subsequent cognizer. Not the valid, it becomes subsequent cognizer now. Are you still you are in doubting consciousness or
No one realizes what has not been realized. Wow. Team.
What you talking about? Karina.
Chujin.
Chujin. What does he mean? That's your age. That's the 수숨 창렬되면 또 삶도 안 실해. 봐봐. 봐봐. 직직, 뒤쳐지. 뒤집지 쳐있어. 아니, 뒤집지 꺼내 죽고로 왔다. 그 임바시 죽고로 뒤집 것이. 루인 누가 다 텔라 균세리 양사를 해두면 또 다해. 다 양, 다 임바로 가르치다. 수숨 창렬되면 또 다해.
Okay, so when a syllogism is stated, you know, you have a subject and the predicate to be proven. Yeah. Okay, so you are trying to prove that the subject is the predicate to be proven, right? In dependence upon stating a sign, isn't it? So whether it is a correct sign or not, how do you determine whether it's the correct sign or not? So you analyze whether the three modes are fulfilled, are present.
Yeah.
So the three modes have to be established in order for the sign to be a correct sign. Okay? So of the three modes, we look at the first one, the property of the subject. Yeah. So how is the property of the subject established? There are three things to look out for, right? In order, you know, before you can establish the property of the subject. First, the subject in a particular syllogism and the sign that is stated in the same syllogism, these two must be different. Right? Okay, so that's the first thing to look out for in right? We're trying to establish the first mode, yeah, the property of the subject, isn't it? So the first thing to look out, one of the things to look out for is whether the subject and the sign are different. So they have to be different. Second, the sign stated in the syllogism, the sign must exist with the subject. In other words, we say that the subject is the sign. So those are the two things. Then the third thing is this, yeah. The person to whom you are stating this syllogism has to be someone who has ascertained that the subject is the sign, has ascertained through valid cognition that the subject is the sign. And if someone who wishes to know whether the subject is the predicate to be proven. So if these three things are fulfilled, then you can say the first mode, the property of the subject, is established. So if we stick to the illustration or the example of the syllogism last Tuesday was the subject sound is impermanent, right? Because of being a product. So let's stick to this, okay? Okay, the subject sound is impermanent, or is an impermanent phenomenon because of being a product. Here, this syllogism contains the correct sign. So therefore, the three modes are established. So let's use this to see how the three modes are established. Yeah. Well, you got it. The subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon because of being a product.
Okay.
So from this you can see that if you don't have some rough understanding of what is impermanent phenomenon. Remember the first few lessons? We had to memorize certain things, right? If you don't have a rough understanding of what is an impermanent phenomenon, what is a product, what is sound, for example, the definitions, then, there's really no way to study and analyze, yeah. Diabo? Okay, so how is the property of the subject established in this syllogism? The subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon because of being a product. So in order for the property of the subject to be established, there are three things. Yeah, they must be fulfilled. Yeah, three criteria. Right. First, is the subject and the sign stated different in this case. The subject is sound. The sign stated is product. Sound and product are different, yeah? Okay? Secondly, does the sign exist with the subject? Or in other words, is the subject the sign? So in this case, is sound a product? Sound is a product, right? Yeah? Sound is a product, yeah? Produced phenomenon. Okay. Thirdly, it is possible that there exists a person who has ascertained with valid cognition that sound is a product.
and who wishes to know whether sound is an impermanent phenomenon or not, isn't it? So if these three are present, then the property of the subject is fulfilled. Or is established, yeah.
Established. Okay. That dinema anichi kazore. Otoni, dinema tachaba nibatita. Takasune, ta chechab drumidu dash. Rava, tata kazore.
So the second mode is the forward pervasion. Jekyap, forward pervasion, basically, one of the easiest way to see whether the forward pervasion is established or not is to see whether the sign exists, whether the sign exists exclusively in the similar class or not. Okay, so yeah, one of the easiest way to see whether the forward pervasion is established or not is to check whether the sign exists exclusively, whether the signs exist exclusively only in the similar class or not. Yeah. So in this case, you know, back to the syllogism, the subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon because of being a product. So does product exist exclusively in the class of impermanent phenomenon? Yes or no? So when we see the similar class, you know, we're talking about, you know, the predicate to be proven. The predicate to be proven here in here is impermanent phenomenon, right? The predicate to be proven here in this syllogism is impermanent phenomenon, right? So we have to establish whether the sign product whether it is a quartz, you know, or is similar to impermanent phenomenon or not, yeah. Next is the third mode, counter pervasion, is it? Okay, the counter pervasion. Dokyap, yeah. In this syllogism, the predicate to be proven is impermanent phenomenon. So that the impermanent phenomenon is the similar class. So the opposite of impermanent phenomenon is the dissimilar class, the dissimilar class. So to check whether the counter pervasion is established or not, then you check whether the sign is universally absent from the dissimilar class or not. So is the sign universally absent from the dissimilar class?
start to see the color. Are we getting somewhere?
Okay, what is the dissimilar class? Huh? Non-impermanent phenomenon, right? You remember the syllogism? The subject, sound. The subject here is sound. We are using sound. Sound. The subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon. Impermanent phenomenon is the predicate to be proven. Because of being a product. Product is the sign here, yeah. So what is the similar or dissimilar class? The similar and the dissimilar class is related to the predicate to be proven, yeah. And in this case here, in this syllogism, the similar class is impermanent phenomenon. Right? Okay. So all impermanent phenomenon is the similar class here. Yeah? It's a similar class, right? All impermanent phenomenon is the similar class, isn't it? So the predicate to be proven here is impermanent phenomenon. Impermanent phenomenon is the similar class here. So what is the dissimilar class? The dissimilar class has to be something that is not, does not accord with impermanent phenomenon, isn't it? So yeah. So the dissimilar class is the opposite of impermanent phenomenon. That's why it's not similar, it's dissimilar. So in this syllogism, what is the dissimilar class? What is the dissimilar class? So basically permanent,
yeah. This one.
So if you know what the dissimilar class is, does the sign of this syllogism exist in the dissimilar class or not? Follow? So the sign must. So the one of the easiest way to establish one of the easiest way to see whether the counter pervasion is established or not is to see whether the sign is universally absent from the dissimilar class or not. Yeah. So in this case, is product absent or not from the dissimilar class? Basically, does product exist in amongst permanent phenomenon? So basically to see whether it exists or not in the dissimilar class is basically to check whether it's a common locus, isn't it? Is there a common locus? Yeah. You have to see whether it's a common locus between product and permanent phenomenon. Yeah. Borai. There's nothing that is both a product and a permanent phenomenon. Borai. Jobo? Hello? Huh?
Okay, I'm not だとかね、だとかで、なんかやったら、こう。だいな、ちょっとで、こうだ、たちが、しゃせた、その、やんねんの大事で。だ、ちょちょ感じしとこと。じゃじゃどもと感じしたこと。んとじゃどもと感じしたこと。さ、たちの、しゃせ、あの、その大事で。だ、あの、てね、だ、だ、めだこしんだ。
So you have to stick to one example, like for example the syllogism that we have been using that as the basis. Then you think about it over and over again. Until you are very clear about what the three modes are, right? Then only then you can change the sign. You know, I mean, we are trying to prove something. Whatever you are trying to prove, you use different reasons, yeah. But you have to first understand the concept of the three modes before you can then analyze, you know, practically, you know, apply and see whether this is a correct reason or whether this is an incorrect reason, yeah. So it is complicated, yes. I wonder, do they do this in law school?
debate with the judge.
If somebody was to say the subject sound is permanent because of being a product. So the sign here is contradictory.
Okay,
so if somebody was to prove to you that sound is not impermanent, sound is permanent, no? Because it is produced, no? It's a product, no? I mean, using the trying to prove that sound is permanent using the reason that it is a product. So the reason product, the sign product, is a contradictory reason, yeah? Because whatever is a product is necessarily impermanent, isn't it? Whatever is produced, whatever is a product is necessarily impermanent. Yeah? So how can you use this reason to establish that sound is permanent, for example? No way, yeah?
가서나 딱 가서는 균제도 진짜 녹차시 딱 던다 티래 그러와 제가 딱 보면 많이 배쳤고요
Yeah, so the reason is contradictory. This is wrong because a product is necessarily impermanent. Yeah.
다게리야 다시 미다데 차바이 메시스나 다 이제 양다 차가 거다 가서 차바 약보이 차가 가서 차바이는 미다바이 미차고야 와 다독시
Whereas in the syllogism, the subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon because of being a product. Then in that syllogism, the product, the sign product is a valid reason, is a correct reason. Yeah, because a product is, yeah, definitely impermanent, yeah. Then, somebody can also try to prove to you that sound is impermanent. Hey, sound is impermanent. But he or she uses the reason, oh, because it is an existent. Right, I mean, you can prove the same thing by using all sorts of reasons. Yeah? Not all the reasons are fantastic, right? So, the subject sound is impermanent because of being an existent.
Ah.
In this syllogism, the sign existent is an indefinite reason. You can't establish, you know, with full certainty that sound is an impermanent phenomenon just by the fact that it is existent, you know? You know why, right? You know why? So, in this case, existent, the sign existent is an indefinite reason. It's not a definite reason, it's an indefinite reason. Why? Because whatever is an existent, is not necessarily impermanent. It could be impermanent, but it's not necessarily impermanent, isn't it? Whatever and is an existent. Tewo? Existence is divided into two, right? Whereas in the syllogism, the subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon because of being a product. Here is a sign, is a definite reason. Yeah, because in the pervasion, the pervasion yeah, is definite, necessarily so. Because whatever is a product is necessarily impermanent. Yeah, the product as a reason is not a contradictory reason. Yeah. And it is a definite reason because whatever is a product is necessarily impermanent. Yeah, well.
What did I know? Huh? Talk about it. Tainai tire tap. Tachire tap. Taki shubana shire tap. Tak shila samlo tang. Chikla samlo tang. Kola da yaku shena. Tak chusum kandis chukudu kaan.
So the way to learn is to hold on to one chosen syllogism, a correct one. For example, the subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon because of being a product. On the basis, using this, sticking to this one syllogism, you try to understand the three modes. Yeah? Of course, just understanding the three modes based on this syllogism doesn't mean that you have understood everything. No, that's not all. That's not the end. It's only the start, you know. There's a hell of a lot of, really a lot more stuff anyway, but on the basis of, you know, this syllogism, once you know what the three modes are, then, you know, you change the sign to a contradictory reason. For example, permanent. Yeah. Then you try to understand why the three modes are not established. Then you change to a indefinite reason, such as an existent, the sign. You change the sign to existent. Then you try to understand why are the three modes not established as well, yeah? Okay. So If you are someone who has memorized what the sevenfold division of consciousness what the sevenfold consciousness are and their respective definitions, if you have done that, then you can use this, you know, to use this information in hand to state a syllogism. For example, the subject, the sense consciousness to which one moon appears as two moon, this subject is a wrong consciousness because of so it is a wrong consciousness because it is a knower that engages in its object erroneously, for example. Right? So the sign is a knower that engages in its object erroneously. If we state this sign to prove, establish that the sense consciousness to which one moon appears as two moon is a wrong consciousness, if we state this as a sign, yeah, the sign is the knower which engages in its object erroneously, then this is a correct sign. If we say, if we use this, this is a sign, then this is a correct sign.
Oh, no. Correct? Okay. Oh, Tuxin. That music, that, 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 that,
somebody comes along and tries to prove to you that the sense consciousness to which one moon appears as two moon is a direct perceiver. Somebody is trying to prove to you, hey, this is a direct perceiver. Why? Because it's a sense consciousness, no? So the sign posited is a sense consciousness. In this case, it is sala. If sense consciousness is posited to be the sign in proving that the sense consciousness to which one moon appears as two moon is a wrong is a direct perceiver, then the sign which is sense consciousness is an indefinite reason, because whatever is a sense consciousness is not necessarily a direct perceiver. There's no pervasion. Yeah. Whatever is a sense consciousness is not necessarily a direct perceiver. Yeah.
Yeah. 봉시 따수 꺼나 따뜻한 균제 양도가 차게 영화됐어 균제 많이 봐셔야
So if we state in if in trying to prove that the sense consciousness to which one moon appears as two moons is a direct perceiver using the reason that it is a sense consciousness, then this is not the correct reason. It's an indefinite reason. It's not a correct reason. It's an indefinite reason. Because whatever is a sense consciousness is not necessarily a direct perceiver. Do you know? Or you can have somebody who says, no, the sense consciousness to which one moon appears as two moons is a direct valid cognizer because it is a wrong consciousness. You know, when it comes to stating reasons, it's free for all. No? You can state any kind of reason you want. You can say anything you want. No? But doesn't mean it's necessarily right, right?
Okay.
It's definitely it's just completely wrong, right? The sign is just wrong. Why? Because there's no way that a wrong consciousness can be a valid cognizer, right? No way, right? So, as long as you have a rough idea of what a correct sign is, then this is sufficient for the time being, yeah. Right, you know whether something is a correct sign or incorrect sign. So you should be able to differentiate, yeah. So if it is a correct sign, has to be that which is the three modes, yeah. So as long as there's some understanding of what the three modes are, then I think that's fine, yeah. And so if you know this, it's good, yeah, because an inferential cognizer is generated in dependence upon a correct sign, which is its basis, isn't it? So in order to have some idea of how the inferential cognizer and inference is generated, yeah, then it's important to know a little bit of, you know, at least have some idea of what constitutes a correct reason.
What in the shirisha, tine, da, da, tine, some tang, da, tanda, da, chitane, da, no, on the tine, tam, kasore. Tapena ting, so, some tang, nashushi, that chore nebaris, that choke to some dana, chipari, kinze, kush, ma, that chore nebaris. Karsena, chua city, and it came kanki, doctor yomaris. That tine, some tana, dako. だ人生やんだ。でけどみ。ごめんね。だ人生様だ。やばいことばやんこ。そそのじゃあ。じゃなんたこやで特殊にじゃあでてね。たとこがにんぼで。ただそそらんの様たんし、だちでみたで茶杯みせすな。そうだみたばいみせじだ。そうてめばらわた。らん、らん中心の土地。らんみたばれ。らんしゃばれす。人生様だ。ね、ペナだ。ラムにパジャバイね、ちばれ。だちはことが様だ。
When we are here to first, we are trying to first understand the concept. So in order to understand the concept, we put some of these examples, like the subject sound is an impermanent phenomenon because it is a product. Yeah. But at the end of the day, is that really the thing that matters? I mean, are you so interested to find out whether sound is impermanent or not? I mean, it's good. But the whole point is to if you understand the concept, you apply the concept to our own minds, isn't it? And to our own existence. Whether we are impermanent, whether we are a product. So, you know, but you first have to understand the concept, you see? What the correct reason is. Once you understand the concept, then you apply it to the Lamrim meditation. The stages of the path of enlightenment, isn't it? For example, if you reflect on death and impermanence. So you change the subject to yourself. I am definitely going to die. So you're trying to prove to yourself, I'm definitely going to die. Because you put a reason, you know. You know, there's the 9-point meditation on death and impermanence in the Lamrim, isn't it? So I, the subject, you're trying to prove that I'm definitely going to die. Pao si, you know. Because there's nothing. There is nothing that can stop death, for example. So, is this reason a correct sign? You can change to another reason, isn't it? I mean, there are three reasons that prove that death is definite, right? I am definitely going to die because nothing, and my lifespan is constantly depleting, and there's nothing being added on, right? For example, just the whole point at the end of the day is to apply it to meditation, yeah. Or you can say there's no certainty as to when I will die. The time of my death is indefinite. It's not certain. Why? Because one of the reasons in the Lamrim is that the lifespan of the beings of this world is not fixed. So, is it a definite reason or not?
어떤데 지래 아니 쇼지는 다 틀에 딱 전남자 가래 가 가니 지래 가래 수송이나 간시 다 남자 다 틀에 라이슈야 그런 거 좀 좁아 수도 가나 일단 이제 미다데 잡아면 좁아 못 써 되시다. 담에 따고 임바데 다 준세 마부 권에 줍데 그 알아서 상 쓰다지미 샤바미 준세 마부 권에 담에 따고 쓰다 시위 줍데 이나 랑 따고 진데 바디 얌차 버렸어 또 못 버렸어 했다 근데 어떤데 따든데 마 샤바시고 할 때 따도다 뭐디 랑 미다 바이바 신과디 계시면 대치나 거 따디 미다 바이 준세 마부 거데 랑 따고 진데 바이 따고
So there's a saying, you know, in the course of study, you know, I mean, you know, in order to understand the concepts, you know, then, you know, there's a lot of analysis and debate. Yeah. And then, you know, the classic example is always sound. Sound is impermanent because of this, that, that, blah, blah, blah. You know. Whole day in and out, you debate, you know, establish, you know. So there's a saying that, you know, despite, at the end of the day, you know, despite being able to establish that sound is impermanent because of a whole list of reasons, but yet at the same time, the person establishing it, you know, feels is very that he will never die. You know, I'm permanent. You know, so the, if that happens, and then that becomes, they say, literally the most amazing thing. You know,
most surprising thing. So that is not good.
When we talk about past and future lives, reincarnation, it is not an object, it's not something that is directly perceivable by, yeah, for most people, isn't it? So the only way to initially, to have an initial realization of the topic is through inference. So the only way, the first step in realizing reincarnation is through inference, to generate an inferential cognizer, you to realize it by inferential cognizer. And if that's the case, then you have to posit a correct reason, isn't it? To establish for your own mind a reincarnation definitely exists.
What in this in that pena cassona, that your mama to bed, or not that you set in the going to put your time, the ins in going to bed, the pena, the chip, chipa, the chumpo chum, the zematapasta, zematabi, yuki, lochuchins, that gematapa,
zematape,
the pochum, the gematabi, yuki, lochuchins,
lochuchins.
아니 글쎄 태당 직다에 롱아마지 온도 송아레스 고랑도 직다에 직아마 온도 송바레스 가르레스나 고 로르와스다 그래.
So if we state a syllogism like this, the mind of the infant at the moment of conception, that's the subject. The mind of the infant at the time of conception was preceded by a mind of a similar type because it is mind.
What did they say? That to the tea, and it's your mama to be that time that shy, the shuns and not the shagir, that your mama to be the pokoe to come up, what in the good to be.
So this is posited to be a correct sign. This is what they mentioned in the treatises. Yeah. This is how one establishes past lives.
Nyelengi tiburukiwe, dikwa chima chiyuwa resu. rwa di kare sana ta chakpa dang jebe ta gyun dang denbe ta rikpa yi bishya sada
chakpa dang denbe gyun dang denbe
chakpa dang jeba gyun dang denba chakse gyun che rikpa yi bishya sada
chakse gyun che na
gyun che se gyun den sana re gyun den se gyun dang denba sada chakpa dang jeba
gyun dang denba chakpa gwa nang gyun yo rwa
Chapanasa, Chapan, Jedi, Sim Chagio,
descending juniors.
Chapan, Jebe, Gundan, Dembe, that is by Bishop. You
find Gunan Rikpa, Rikpa,
not the Basset, what that
church in the judiciary?
Korangi, Nilengi,
Jebu,
Ninde, Nindes, Nilengi, Jusuma, Nindes,
Ningi, Jebu.
Nilengi Tibu.
Yo Tesra.
Nilengi Tibu Jue, Ripachima Yoresta.
Ripachima Yore.
So, in order to prove future lives, so you see, the subject, the mind of ordinary, the mind of an ordinary, the last moment of the mind of an ordinary individual at the time of death. This is the subject, yeah. This one has, this particular mind has a result, has a result, has is a, how do you say, a substantial, it's not substantial cause, has a mind which is a result of it being a result of this mind being a substantial cause, yeah. So how do you say effect? Substantial? It's not substantial effect. Nilengi jibu. Ninde.
Jumarada. Nilengi juta. Nilengi jibu.
Jira nilengi jibu sio.
Ninde su juwe rikpa chima jua desta.
So there is a no.
Korangi. Tato da.
Yeah. It's the freezing.
The children should look at that. So, so, you can't.
Right. So, first we talk about the subject. Yeah. The last moment of the last moment of the mind of, a, of an ordinary person at the time of death. So, this is the subject. Okay?
That's the quarantine. Quarantine.
This mind has a mind which is effect. This mind will continue or lead on to a mind in the future, which is its effect. Which is its effect, yeah. Which is its effect. I mean, the effect of the subject, yeah. Okay?
Getting? No. Huh? You don't get this second one. First one. This one. Quarantine, that Jebu Jue, Ripachiores, Ripachimachiores. Chuki Jebu Jue, Ripachimachiores, that Dubjechur, Yede Square.
The predicate to be proven here is that there is an effect consciousness, effect mind, effect consciousness in the. And it's the effect of which mind, the subject, yeah. And of course, the effect has to exist after the cause, right? I mean, we literally say chima means next or future, yeah.
That's it, 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 that's it
The reason was the sign. How you say? It is a continuum of because it is a continuum of awareness that is accompanied or that has attachment.
Okay, or not okay? What did it? That you done it? That got you done it? That did it? That she got me sim chicken. That dum doos lame and I got that. The look at it. She got me sim chicken.
So if we state it simply, of course, but not 100% technically correct, but if we say the mind at the time of death, of course, the mind of which is the last moment of mind, right, of, the, of an ordinary individual, ordinary person, so the mind at the time of death, this mind will continue, basically. This mind will continue, basically. Because it is mine. So, it's the same like the previous in the previous proof of past lives. It's the same. But why don't we just state it as simply in such a way? Because the inclusion of certain words are there to eliminate arguments.
Okay, that's it. How to get a shot? That's a little bit misdone. Huh? I don't know. At least you have some question then. Yeah. Anything you want to know about syllogism is enough. Then we'll go to the next topic the other time. Not today, yeah. Hmm? Huh? Yeah, ask. You don't understand about syllogism, then ask, yeah.
The divisions of inferential valid cognizer, there's the inferential cognizer by power of the fact and inferential cognizer through renown. Can Ken Rinpoche please explain the meaning of the illustration that is given for the inferential cognizer through renown and why the inferential cognizer through renown is necessarily an inferential cognizer by power of the fact, according to these notes. Yeah. Thank you.
I thought I could see him translating that, but...
だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ 我都不答应他，他不答应他，一切答应他，是他的。嗯，他同他提过明道当的，他同他开始呢，但是就没他的，下半没事是呢，他我都不答应他，是，开始呢，我做做他，告诉我，嗯。
Okay, so there are these different signs as well. Correct sign by the power of the fact. Correct sign, which is the power, anyway. Power of the fact refers to reality, that in reality it is such. It exists. Because you are just stating a fact, the reality, and stating the fact using it as a reason. So therefore, it is termed by power of fact. So if we state the subject, the rabbit possessor is suitable to be expressed by the term moon because of existing amongst object of thought. So this reason, the sign is called a sign of renown. A sign, I don't know how to say. Anyway. When I'm not sure, then I will not translate. Correct sign. Correct sign to renown. Correct sign to renown. Can you say that? You got the syllogism, right? In the first place. The subject, what is it? The subject, rabbit possessor, is suitable to be expressed by the term moon because it exists amongst objects of thought. So that's the syllogism, yeah. What do we call... I guess we are stuck at the term rabbit possessor because we Chinese, we don't call it rabbit possessor. What do you call it? 嫦娥, right? I don't know. What else do you call it? What do you have to do? It doesn't matter, you know, whether it's rabbit possessor or basically, what do we call it? Mooncake. if you use something familiar, then, you know. No, the moon is known as what? By different names, right? The moon is known by different names, right? We call it this and that, what have you, right? The Tibetans call it rabbit possessor. The Chinese call it what? The different names. Moon is what? You get what I mean? You get what I'm saying? Huh? Huh? For example, in poetry, when we know they don't always say moon, right? 月亮, but they say, you know, use some another word, but it means moon, right? You know, so basically you switch the subject. I think then you know, that's a rabbit possessor, isn't it? I think that's the problem. It's not so much, it's the rabbit possessors. All those Chinese very powerful ones. What do we call the moon? Moon palace. Moon palace.
What do you see? When people say, look in the moon, you see something there. What do you see?
Holes.
No. When people look normally, traditionally, you know, when you look at the moon, in Tibetan tradition, they see the rabbit and the moon. But Chinese, what do you see?
Well, I think we see a princess, right?
Not about what you see. I'm not talking about what you see. Yeah. But the common people, what they see.
Princess, right? 嫦娥, right? This is like...
So then they call princess?
We 嫦娥, right? We say. Yeah, 跟你讲,
so you can change, not the...
Yeah, if you're not happy with rabbit possessor, you change to something you accept, okay?
Princess possessor.
I mean, if there's something that is commonly known amongst people, no, that the moon is expressed by such a term, you just change like, if you're not happy with rabbit possessor, you can change like, you know, but as long as it exists, yeah.
So princess possessor. Okay. Does it make sense? Don't say princess palace, isn't it? They say, what? You see, princess?
嫦娥公主, right? You say, Princess 嫦娥. 嫦娥.
I don't know. I think today or tomorrow is, what, yesterday, today, full moon day, when?
Today.
Maybe go out, what do you see? Look, then you come back with the name, huh?
So I mean, we stick to rabbit possessor. Basically, the point here is saying that, you know, I mean for Tibetans and I don't know who lah, you know, people who know what a rabbit possessor or who use the term rabbit possessor. You know, basically the rabbit possessor, you know, is suitable to be expressed by the term moon, right? Just because it is known as that, lah, you know, yeah. Yeah, so acceptance. There's a wide acceptance of the use of the word, right? Right, you know, so accepted, you know, in a sense. Okay, then you have inferential cognizer through belief, isn't it? So belief, the sign. So I mean, it's stated there, right? From giving resources from ethics and happy migration, this statement, this is incontrovertible with respect to the meaning indicated by it, because it is a scripture that is free from the three contradictions. I think for now we will just leave it as that, yeah. Otherwise it's going to be complicated, yeah. What we have been discussing so far is an instance of more to do with the inferential cognizer by power of the fact, isn't it? Right? So try to understand that well first, and then in the future, if there's interest, then perhaps then we can look at the inferential cognizer through renown and through belief, yeah. As to what is a scripture that is free from the three contradictions, can be complicated, so we'll just leave it for now, yeah. So I think that's about it for the sevenfold division. We will go to the mind and mental factors. So we will attempt to give you the textbook. So I don't know how we're going to do this logistically. Okay, so I mean, we assume that all of you want the textbook, yeah? So can you please register your interest with the office? We'll provide the book for the study of mental factors. We are moving on to mind and mental factors. We have a textbook, but so we will make it available where it has to be photocopied. It's not published yet. Yes. So those who want have to register with the office. How about that? On And that is a very good question, because I was just thinking to myself, I don't remember seeing a soft copy in my own computer. I can try to get one from international office. Or you scan. Anybody has a clean copy, because my copy is like, it's like full of.
You should have last time the basic program, student. Maybe some. We should have one.
Clean copy, no?
Yeah, she have very clean one.
Is that a good thing?
So next one, we have proper book, okay? So if you need, then they'll print for you. Yeah. So that. So that's it. So I don't know whether anything, the seven mind is still, you need to know something or not. You need to know, then you want some question answer, we can keep the next class in the seven mind. Only you will have. Otherwise, start the 51 mental factor here. Yeah. I mean, depend on the laptop. The singing, the singing, you know, I need to jump at the laptop.
Karishinoena. 가르치노에는 이해와 거랑 이해와 신나 그래요.
저것도 들었다. 야와라 다 되게 돼 과대했어 리더로 다시 말. 그래 다 땅에서 지시를 디디디디 요아래 다 록시를 디디디디 요아래서 다 나라만 예별로 가서 다 다 믹스에 다 재송다 야와든지 믹스 가서 친여 말해 그봐. 그러니까 신도 있나니 곧지도 신이 발장만 되게.
If you have an interest in the divisions of the remaining consciousness, we've only finished with the first two, yeah? Direct, DVC and IVC, yeah? So starting from subsequent cognizers and so forth, they do have their own divisions. If you are interested, then maybe we can look at them. Otherwise, yeah.
You want to know the division or enough? The division. Huh?
It's enough to get fully enlightened by understanding a DVC and an IVC. Because the rest of them are non-valid consciousnesses.
Okay, then maybe you will see one or two classes, look, the division, yeah, a little bit. If you know division, I think that makes a little bit clear about the mind also, the different mind. Yeah. So we look maybe one or two classes for that. Okay, so you can want to be fully enlightened. So.
Not half, not partially, but fully enlightened. All right, okay. So we'll finish off with the usual prayers. So